Well, good morning. Here's an interesting story. That's true. That is that I went to the leasing office of the apartment complex that I live in here in Manhattan to renew my lease, which was something I did with mixed feelings. After all, I've been kind of planning to leave the New York City area and move out to the Boulder, Colorado area and continue to do radio InfoWeb programs from there. There's no reason why I can't, but I could enjoy legal green, if you know what I mean. And that is certainly a draw that's bringing a lot of people to Colorado these days. On the other hand, we have dark cloud hanging over us, which is the election of either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump to the presidency of the United States of America, which makes me, as an American citizen, very frightened about the future of living in the United States, since the war on citizens is long-standing with the United States government, and I'm a citizen, and they have all the guns, and therefore expect that in the war on citizens, I'm going to be on the losing side, along with all my fellow American citizens. So the other plan that I've been thinking about is moving to New Zealand, and I've even looked for some work there, since you kind of need to have a job before you could move there. So I sort of casually mentioned that when I was speaking to the representative at the leasing office, saying, gee, you know, I might break the lease and move to New Zealand, because it seems like either Hillary Clinton, who should be in jail, or Donald Trump, who should be in an insane asylum, are going to be president of the United States, and neither one of them makes me feel particularly safe about the future. I mean, Hillary will most certainly cause at least one world war intentionally, and Donald Trump might accidentally cause one or more world wars. So just for starters, those are things to fear. And New Zealand tends to stay neutral in such conflicts. And who cares about them anyway, in the scheme of the world? So kind of a nice, peaceful place to be. And I did grow up there, at least in the early phases of my development. So the idea of going back there doesn't seem too bad. So I mentioned this to the leasing person. She said, oh, yeah, I'm going there too. I said, oh, really? How did that come to pass? She said, well, my husband wants to move there for the same reason that you do. And he can transfer there and stay in the same job with the same company. And I said, well, how did you feel about that? And she said, well, I thought it was just great. And then another person in the leasing office pipes up and says, yeah, I'm moving to New Zealand too. And I said, are you moving for the same reason? So, oh, yeah, I can't stand the idea of being in the United States of America with either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump as the president. So I guess things are going to be crowded in New Zealand. But if you happen to be moving there for the same reason, I'll see you there. Maybe we'll have a party for Radio InfoWeb listeners that migrated from the United States to New Zealand to get away from the tyranny that we foresee under either a Trump or a Clinton regime. Very interesting. Where do you stand on this matter? Post a message on our Slack thing, chat room. And if you don't have access, it's easy to do. It's easy to get access. Just send us an email, radio@infoweb.net. I will send you an invite. The invite will come from slack.com, so it might wind up in your spam folder. So you want to keep an eye out for that. And I process these requests by hand, so sometimes I do them very quickly, and sometimes it'll take a few days. But then you can join us in our private chat room, and it is private. It's not indexed by Google and not monitored by the NSA because of the policies that Slack posts, many of which are directed to alleged or putative law enforcement, indicating to them that if they want to snoop on Slack users, they need to provide a legitimate court order or subpoena, and that they will notify Slack users of the receipt of such documents. very interesting reasons why to use Slack. Not too many companies have privacy policies like that, that spell out the responsibilities of law enforcement with respect to them obeying the law so far as snooping on citizens is concerned, and the process that Slack will follow in the event that legitimate requests for surveillance are received. Also, very interesting. So get on the Slack thing with us and let us know what you think. That's what folks are doing there right now. Well, it's Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net.